Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today's show is about the sound of the breath. It's really about bringing the sound of the breath into music and thinking of the sound of the breath as music. And our intention is really about getting back to the natural, powerful breath that is where you're in your complete power, but not pushing it. And so that's our intention, to be able to hold a power breath without forcing, pushing, or anything. Okay, before we start, though, I want to tell you about some of the things going on at the school. Tomorrow, we've got the summer intensive happening. If you're, you know, you could still get on an airplane and fly in, you know, you could still make it. Otherwise, you could take individual classes within the summer intensive. We do this, you know, every summer as well, and it's 10 to 9:30 starting tomorrow. We also have the certificate program. The summer intensive is half of the certificate program. We've got the certificate program starting in September, which is three nights a week and some weekends, and it starts September 6th. You could still get a discount if you pay in full by within the next few days. Also, that is the first semester of the full associate degree program, which will second semester will start in January. We also have the certificate and associate degree program online with live instructors. So that's Tuesday and Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturday mornings 10 to 1 a.m. or 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you can't make the times, you can always watch the videos of the classes. And you can even do, you know, classes sometimes and videos the rest of the time, or you could do the videos the whole time. And then we do check-in where we make sure you're doing your assignments, and we answer questions every couple of weeks if you're just watching the videos. With the live instructors, as I've mentioned before, it really works quite well because it's kind of like a conference call. And we do toning, chanting, we do healings on each other. And it's really, really very effective, actually. Also, we've got that program, by the way. You could start on August 16th would be the next start time for the online sound healing program. We also have the sound healing audio production classes starting at the Institute on September 6th, and that's a 3.5-month program, or you could do a whole audio program degree if you wanted to. And we've got that online, and you could start next Wednesday or so. We're pretty flexible on the times when you could do it. And that's 11 weeks for the first half of the certificate program, and then you can also do another 11 weeks online for the sound healing music production, audio production course. It's where we learn Pro Tools and take it into the whole level of being able to create sound and music that affects people on much deeper levels, regardless of the style of music you're doing. You also, if you work with other programs other than Pro Tools, you could also, it does apply as well. Let's see, what else? I think that's all that we have happening at the school right now. If you have any questions, you can call us at 415-777-2486. That's 415-777-2486, or email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com. And, of course, our website is soundhealingcenter.com. We've got tons of music on the website that you can listen to and check out, and CDs for sale. We also have just updated our Sound Therapy Center. We now have about 10 different treatments that we do online. We can actually find your soul frequency, which is really important for being able to go back home to a place of peace and stillness. We also do voice analysis online. We do treatments with the voice online. We have some psychotherapist that works online and does some sound. We also have a woman who does energy work online. So you can check that out at soundtherapycenter.com and see all the different treatments. Of course, we do all those treatments here and more here. We also do massage on a sound table, and we do sell sound tables. There's nothing better in the world than being on a sound table and being vibrated and getting a massage at the same time. But, you know, if you can't make it here, you can always get a sound table. Amazing thing. We also sell crystal bowls as well. Okay, again, 415-777-2486 or soundhealingcenter.com. So today's show is really inspired by a download I got a couple of days ago, right when I woke up. I got this just this information streaming in that kind of pulled together some work I've already been doing on the sound of breath. You know, whenever I do my CDs or any of my music, I always tune it to a tempo that fits a slow breath. Sometimes the tempos are double the slow breath, but they're always in relation to a slow breath. And you know, where I got this is I remember years ago, I was at a Pink Floyd concert on drugs. Okay, I was on drugs, yes. And they were actually playing Dark Side of the Moon, the whole Dark Side of the Moon album. And I found that I could breathe to it really well, really easily. It had a really slow breath, like in and out. And sometimes it was even slower than that. And it was so cool because I was able to get into this really meditative state while listening to the music, because I was able to breathe with it. And while on drugs, it was like profound. It was really profound. I went into this state of love and light. I mean, I saw this white beam of light that came into my forehead, and it really changed my life. This Pink Floyd concert changed my life. And so then when I started doing music years ago, I thought, I'm going to make sure that all of the music, I can breathe to it. And I started checking it out, and a lot of music you can't breathe to. You can breathe to it, but it's like you're panting if you're breathing to it. You know. Although, what I've discovered is most of chants, most of the music by Deva Premal and Sanatam Kaur, you are able to breathe to, and most chants you can breathe to. I think that's important because if you're chanting, you have to be able to breathe. So it's really cool if you're just listening to chants. It's really easy to breathe to it. But then what I got when I woke up the other day, like at 6 in the morning, was that there's a breath. Let me backtrack here a second. I've always known that, you know, different breaths, and I've done breath work, but different breaths can bring you into different states of consciousness. And this is really obvious when you really just check in on your breath whenever you're anxious or upset or frustrated versus when you're really in the zone, when you're really feeling wonderful, or just when you're just really at peace. And if you really pay attention to your breath, of course, your breath has different tempos. But especially your breath has different envelopes. An envelope is a description of the change in volume over time of a sound. So if you have a breath that is like, ha, 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 like a breath of fire, it's got a really fast attack, which means it gets loud really quickly, ha, as opposed to a slow breath gets loud really slowly, right? So you can define or describe different breaths by the the envelope by how loud, how quickly it, first of all, by the tempo, but how quickly it gets loud and how quickly it fades out. So essentially, you can actually access, by using this concept backwards, you can access different states of consciousness with different breaths. So, say you wanted to go into a state of gratitude. Okay? So let's do gratitude for a second. Tune into your heart, your physical heart. We've done this one many times. It's one of my favorites. And bring up feelings of gratitude for your physical heart. Oops. Okay. And then feel that gratitude through your whole body for your physical heart. Then feel it through all of your auras and through every cell in your body. Gratitude for your physical heart beating away day and night, keeping you alive 24/7. Thank you. Now it's interesting. Now, when I'm in this state of gratitude, I can breathe so easily. It's like, it's just like a nice, easy sigh. It just comes so easily. It's like this power breath where I'm in complete power, but I'm not forcing it. I'm not trying to be in power. It's just empowering. And it's like, no resistance on the out-breath at all. Now, for every state, they're going to be a little bit different, I assume, based on the energy, whether you're doing love or whether you're doing gratitude or compassion. Seems like compassion is, like, I think of compassion. I just had a class where we went through compassion this morning, an online class, and compassion was like, whoa, really strong, powerful breath. Whoa. So, or you could be doing joy. A very, again, all of these higher states of consciousness have breaths with them that are that are really easy. Let me give you an example before I continue here of a song that is tuned to the breath. In fact, this one is tuned to a really slow breath. It's about this tempo. And out. In. And out. Really meditative breath. Okay. This song's called Awakening. So listen for the breath and breathe with it at whatever tempo. You might want to breathe at double that tempo because that's pretty slow, but breathe at whatever tempo is comfortable for you in this song, Awakening. interesting, isn't it, that it's so easy to breathe with. I think it helps having the wind sound in there as one of the instruments that actually sounds like a breath. But it's that ease of out breath that's just that's totally in the song. It's really interesting, and what I've found is when you have music that has that breath in it, it ties into your metabolism really much, much better than a song that doesn't. You know, you can think of it this way. Imagine being in a room with someone who is meditating to a breath that's really slow. They're in total concentration on a slow breath. Well, just being around that person entrains you into that state of peace. Now, if you start breathing with them, you really go into peace. In the world of sound healing, technically, music and sound doesn't entrain breath like it does brainwaves. Music and sound will entrain brainwaves and heartbeats, but it doesn't necessarily entrain breath. But often we do naturally fall into a state of breathing with it. You know, but it's just not a direct connection. So this is very, very important, because here's a lot of the deal. Okay? Most of the time, we're not in this meditative breath. We're not even aware of our breath. At least I'm not. You know, throughout the day, I'm like thinking in my mind, or doing in my, you know, doing and going or whatever, and I'm not really conscious of my breath. And really, the rhythm that I'm conscious of, the rhythm that I'm in, is often just, well, it could be the rhythm of any music I happen to be listening to, but it's often the rhythm of the thinking that you're doing. Could be the rhythm of your talking, but talking is often the same rhythm that we think in. Because normally when we're thinking, we're basically talking in our head. You know, so they're basically the same rhythm. And normally it's kind of like this. Da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Now, what's really cool is when your thoughts fall into a breath. Then it's like, it might be da 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 da, but it's more like da 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 da. And normally that's not the way we're going. Here's the key, here's the download I got that's pretty obvious to a lot of people, but check this out. The deal is simply to be conscious of longer and slower rhythms. A breath is a pretty slow rhythm, especially when it's a really long breath. And that slows down our tempo and, of course, brings us to more of a state of peace. Now, what's interesting is you can still have these other eighth notes or sixteenth notes. Eighth note would be like dum da 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 da. Sixteenth would be da 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 da. 32nd notes would be brrrr, which can actually be a high state of consciousness, because your brain waves, when they're moving really fast, you can, they found that people are in high states of meditation actually have very fast brain waves. So you could have that, but the trick is this: to be aware of the slow rhythm simultaneously at the same time as the fast rhythm. So you got the da 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 da, but you got the breath going at the same time. Da 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 da. It's basically what music does. When we got a rhythm, there's, you know, a one chord, and then there's another chord. And if you make those in and out, those chords correspond to the in and out breath, then that's what you've got. Although sometimes those chords change faster than a breath. Sometimes there might be multiple chords that actually you could breathe to, but it doesn't fit quite as well. It's really nice when the chord is one whole in breath and another chord is a whole another out breath. So this is really cool. And musicians, especially professional musicians, I was just talking to one yesterday, this is what they do. They are totally, and it's what we all do, what musicians do, we're totally aware of the whole and the parts at the same time. We're aware of all the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da and the breath, the long breath part. At the same time. And you know, it's interesting when you often listen to even dance music, it can be really, really kind of upbeat a lot. And I can still tune into just the chords and get really peaceful. But one more step. If you can go to a complete state of stillness, where you become all of the rhythms, the faster, the slower, and in between, at the same time, then that's the ultimate state of stillness. And it's really very much like, you know, the state of theta when you're like looking at sparkles on the ocean, when you're like listening to music and just in the zone. You know, or when you're doing artwork and you just become in the zone, or, you know, in meditation, even just looking at a landscape. Again, my favorite is just watching sparkles on the ocean or on the water. You know, it's like you see the waves of energy. You see what's interesting, it's very similar. You see all the sparkles, you relax and you kind of like see all the sparkles at once. So you're seeing all the detail, but then you start seeing waves of light moving across the sparkles, which is the slower tempo. And then you're in this state of perfect stillness where there is no you, you've disappeared. So you're in this state of oneness. And this is the portal to being one with the universe, this state of oneness where all is. So this is really interesting, and I've got a really excellent example here. And in this song I'm about to play for you, this is called Unconditional Love, but it's the full love version. And basically, we're trying to rock out in this song, and it actually has some busy parts, and the tempo does not change, but it sounds like it slows down, because there's sections where even when it's really intense, it's like it goes to this powerful wah, 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 as opposed to da 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 da, right? And the interesting thing is that is the breath of power. And I'll point it out. I'll talk over the song right when it happens. But let's go ahead and listen. And listen for how you can breathe. Go ahead and breathe to this, and it fits your breath really well. I set this to the tempo of the breath as well, and then I'll show you where the power breath comes in. It's probably much further in. We're going to start it at 12:24, but and I'll come on and tell you when it actually happens. Probably a few times here, but enjoy. Also, this song is Unconditional Love. So it is about opening your heart. You breathe with unconditional love in your heart. So it's in, out. Thank you. the guitars doing the power breath. Got into that. I don't know if you got it, but it was this like power breath. It's like, you know, you just like, and it's totally. It's again, it's not pushing it. It's in. It just allows you to breathe with power, and it's totally natural breath. Interesting. Okay. Now, this, you know, I've always felt that what I'm planning to do is actually create a whole CD of different breaths for different states of consciousness, so that each, you know, so we can have a joy song with the breath of joy. We can have the breath, and the actual music would be totally in alignment with the actual breath that you have when in the state of joy. We could do the fire breath, you know, the breath of fire from yoga, and I mean all the different breaths to bring you into these different states of consciousness, and have music that's totally easy to breathe to for each state of consciousness. Anybody doing breath work knows how powerful this is. I mean, breath is the key to different states of consciousness. Also, they say that when you're in a high state of consciousness, your breath synchronizes with your heartbeat, which synchronizes with your brain waves, and all becomes relative rhythms. The rhythms of all the parts of your system synchronize and become multiples of each other, or they're the same. So, and when that happens, even the blood flow from your heart to your brain actually synchronizes in time. So every rhythm, including, I would assume, the I can't think of what's the brain frequency, that osteopaths deal with. I can't think of it. You know what I'm talking about, though. So I'll just continue. So all the rhythms sync up when you're really, and you're in the zone. And you can go in the zone through many portals. You can go through the breath. You can go through the heart rate. You can go through the emotion. You can, you know, use a lot of different ways to get there, you know. So, or you could use brainwave entrainment CDs to actually help you get there. What's really cool, and ultimately what we want to do, is bring all of these frequencies of all the different parts of this of your system, all of the rhythms of all the different parts of your system, into a virtual reality system to entrain all of the parts of your system into a specific state of consciousness, which would really be perfect training wheels to bring you into higher states of consciousness of love and light and joy and compassion and gratitude and a pure connection to spirit, a pure connection to your soul, or the ultimate, which is what we've been talking about, a place where you're one with everything in the universe, the real reality, this illusion of separation. Is just silly. It's just ridiculous. Okay, let me give you another example. This one is interesting because this is kind of the breath of soaring consciousness. I mean, how should I say this? That's a little too vague. The breath of bliss. Maybe that's the way to put it. Listen to the energy of this part of the song. This is the slow version of Unconditional Love. It's actually UDL slow 12C. And this is about 16, almost 17 minutes into the song. And you'll feel that this breath is really, again, it's the power breath. It's really pushing forward as opposed to leaning back. But it's totally mellow. So it's the natural power breath. Again, there's no, I say pushing, but there's really no pushing to it. Listen to what I'm saying and breathe along with this. Again, the underlying energy is unconditional love, universal love for yourself, and also universal love in the universe, spiritual and divine love. is the same confidence you get when in love. It's the same confidence you get when connected to universal love, which is the same state of being in love. It's really the breath of you. The other component is to wrap a bubble of calm energy around your whole system when you go into a state of unconditional love, it happens automatically. Or any state, higher state of consciousness. So there's this whole state, a whole bubble of light around you, which is perfectly still within, and the breath within. noise of the ocean. It's the noise of a waterfall, the noise of a river or a stream, the noise of the wind. So pay attention. Here's your homework assignment, if you so choose, for the rest of your life. Notice in every song whether you can breathe with it. And if you can, try breathing with it. It makes the song even more powerful. But more importantly, just pay attention to the tempo and the up and down envelope of your breath when in different states of consciousness, when you come to and go, oh, how am I breathing while this conflict or challenge is going on? Or how am I breathing while even, you know, making love or just in love or in a state of bliss or just when you're thinking through the day, you know, when you're driving, you know, pay attention to stop and go, oh, this is interesting. And then especially notice when you're in states of bliss. Because different people are going to have different tempos of their breath based on their soul frequency. I really believe, yet to be proven, but I really strongly believe it, that your soul frequency is the regulator of the particular tempo of the natural breath for you. So pay attention, and may you find and continue with this natural breath of confidence, breath of power, breath of peace, naturally. So keep on breathing and holding that breath. No, don't hold your breath, just breathe naturally. Through the weekend, naturally, the rest of the weekend. Imagine breathing easily all week long in a deep state of peace in your breath for months to come, in power in your breath, empowered in your breath, at peace for years to come. Perfectly natural. For lifetimes to come. Take care. And keep on breathing.